Although River Falls may have a small town feel, it is always growing. Now the city houses a population of more than 15,000 residents, so it is no wonder that River Falls is in need of more housing. Emily Sheevely, city planner of River Falls, has some insight.
Right now there is strong market feasibility, financial feasibility. We have areas in the city that we have designated that are appropriate for residential growth, and the city council has also recognized that we have a need for this in the community. So it is one of our goals is to accommodate more housing development in the city because there's a significant need for housing.
The city of River Falls conducted a housing study in 2017 and found that they were drastically behind in terms of the housing to population ratio. Since then, they have been working to correct this error by endorsing more housing developments, but more housing isn't the only problem that the city has to worry about.
I think the thing that's really coming out nationally too is now affordability, which is really challenging, and cities have limited abilities to affect affordability. So it's significantly driven by market forces, whether it's material costs, labor costs, land costs, and those are things that the city doesn't control, any one of those things. So what we can do is make sure that our regulations support things like number of units for housing and lot sizes that can accommodate, you know, so to kind of get at that land cost indirectly by allowing additional units to be located in the same amount of space.
With low-income housing making its way to River Falls over the next decade or so, hopefully it will allow for residents to live a little more peacefully. This has been Dawson Flaherty. Have a great day.